Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Okay, everybody has a list of all the free agents available. I want to make a wish list. Dob, write these down.
Sir.
Which of these free agents would you guys really like to have?
Ryan Blaney.
Let's narrow it down a little. Which free agents would you really like to have that would make this team significantly better?
Cornelius Bennett.
Mark Shamora.
Hold on. No, we got to narrow it down just a little more. Okay. Which of the free agents would you really like to have that you know are going to make the team significantly better and would want to play for the Orlando Breakers? Okay, we narrowed it down a little too much.
Nothing, just a box. I need to store it here for a few days, Agent.
What is it?
Nothing. Like I said, it's just a box.
Well, I can see it's a box. What's in it?
Well, you know, just box stuff.
Like,
sweaters.
Sweaters.
Uh-huh.
Why does it have air holes?
Well, I do it when I want to get them all musty.
Oh. What's that noise?
Moths.
Shh. Oh, come on, Luther. What's in
it? I told you, sweaters. Sweaters. Oh, my God, what the hell is that?
Luther, what the hell are you doing bringing a monkey into the office?
Well, I can't keep him at my condo. Leisureland has a very strict no-monkey policy.
I'm pretty sure we have a no-monkey policy, too.
No, I checked.
Is it your monkey?
Yeah.
Well, where'd you get him? Don't tell me. He's a cousin from out of town.
I bought him from a guy down on Colorado Drive.
You just bought a monkey off a guy on the street?
Does he have any more?
No. He's one of those street performers. You painted his face all white, stood perfectly still like a statue, and then the monkey ran around and picked up the money from everybody.
And they say theater's dead.
Well, I had to rescue him, Hayden. I couldn't just leave him there hustling on the street.
Oh, you're like Richard Gere in Pretty Woman.
But listen, you can't just go buying monkeys off some stranger on the street.
Oh, Hayden, where'd you come up with all these rules? In all the years I've known you, how many times have you mentioned not to buy monkeys on the street?
I gotta back him up on that one, Coach.
Well, you can't keep him here in the office.
Oh, come on, just for a little while. Look how good he is.
He's just looking around. Look how cute he is.
Hello, little monkey.
Hello. All right. The monkey can stay. The rest of you guys get the hell out of here.
Come on, Luther. You're the only one that hasn't voted.
I hate making these choices. They're both good. If I pick one, all I'll be able to think about is how we missed out on the other one.
This is your area of expertise. You have to be able to make these decisions.
I know.
Come on, Luth. Make your vote, and we can get out of here.
Okay. Okay, pizza.
All right. Great. Dinner. All right, we'll see you guys there, huh?
All right. What about your monkey there, Luth?
Yeah. Hey, can I leave him here just overnight, hey? Look how good he's being.
Oh, he's been awfully quiet.
Yeah, all he does is eat and sleep.
I see why you relate to him so well.
Look how cute he is. How can you say no to him, hey?
Yeah, he is kind of cute, I guess.
Just look at him. You haven't said hi to him yet.
Hey, monkey.
Hey, take a good look at him.
Oh, no, don't take him out of the cage, Luke. Don't.
Take him. Come on, hey. Come on, he's so cute. Feel how soft he is. Come on, just feel how soft he is. He feels soft.
Take his hand.
And they care.
Look, Dob, he almost shook my hand.
Tickle him under the chin.
Really?
Tickle him under his chin.
Ow! You bit me!
Well, it's your fault.
What do you mean it's my fault?
Well, he doesn't like to be tickled under the chin.
And why the hell did you tell me to do it?
Well, I didn't know it then.
I need a Band-Aid.
No, it's okay, Dob.
Coach, you might want to call a doctor.
Huh? No, it's just a scratch, Dob.
Did you see the movie Outbreak?
No, why?
I think you should definitely see a doctor.
Yeah, call a team doctor. Yeah. It's okay, it wasn't your fault. That's right, he's a big, bad, mean, ugly man.
Yeah, Jim. Hi, Hayden. Could you do me a favor? I just got bitten by a monkey. Yeah, a monkey. What do you mean I have to stay here? No, I didn't see that movie.
Gee.
Yeah, well, thanks. He said he's sending somebody right over.
What do you do? Dr. Nicholas Salter, American Disease Control Center. Don't be concerned, gentlemen. This is just routine procedure.
For what? Leaving the Earth's atmosphere?
Which one of you is Hayden Fox?
Yeah, that'd be me. I think this whole thing has been blown out of proportion.
Yeah, he just got a little bite from a little monkey.
Confirmation!
Is all this really necessary?
Did you see the movie Outbreak?
No.
I did. And Dr. Salter, you should know that the host is right there. The host is the monkey.
Does this monkey come from Africa?
No, he came from a mine.
I mean, originally.
I don't know. You have to ask the mine. Although...
Just as a precaution, we're going to have to take this monkey to the lab for tests.
Why do you have to take the monkey? Can't you just give Hayden a shot?
Very remote possibility, but that monkey could be carrying a potentially deadly strain of virus. So we're going to test him. That means all of you will have to be quarantined until we have those results.
Oh, no, quarantine? No, wait a minute. See, we're supposed to go to dinner with some of the other guys. We're going to have pizza.
There will be no pizza.
Well, how come the monkey gets to leave?
The host is only a carrier of the virus, Luther. He isn't affected by it. He can only transmit the disease if he bites you. On the other hand, if a human is infected, the disease can be transmitted through the air. And anybody who's in the room with you after you got bitten could be exposed.
You must have really liked that movie.
What's going on here?
Do not enter!
Who's that?
Howard, don't come in here.
Well, Luther and Dober!
Don't come in! I'm sick of this!
I resent the fact that I'm never included.
Well, now you're included. Make yourself at home, Howie. We're under quarantine.
Why, is someone sick?
It's probably nothing, but it might be a lethal monkey virus. Here are some things for you to sleep on.
Huh? Wait, sleep? How long are we going to be here?
We won't have the results of those tests for at least 18 hours.
What about our families?
Never mind our families. What about food?
Hey, look. They give you a deli platter.
Well, it's one of the benefits of having the monkey virus.
We'll call you as soon as we know something.
Hey, Christine, how you doing? Yeah, look, something came up here at the office. I'm going to be here a while. Yeah, probably won't be home tonight. Honey, did you see the movie Outbreak?
Hi, Rosemary. Are the men all right?
Oh, yes, but you can't go in there.
We know, but we just had to come and say goodbye.
Good night. We're saying good night.
Howie?
Shirley.
Are you okay?
I'm in quarantine.
Oh, Howie. We have to spend the night apart.
I know. Be brave, lamb chop. Be brave.
I'll try.
Oh, come on. You're steaming up the plastic. Come on, next.
I feel just terrible.
I know, Shirley. This is hard on all of us.
Christine, can I say something to you in total confidence?
Of course.
I'm kind of looking forward to having a night alone.
Luther.
Doris.
This crisis has made me think. Life is such a fragile thing. Either one of us could go at any time.
I know.
And leave the other one alone. And that would be terrible.
I'll tell you the truth. I'd rather be the one who's left than the one who left.
Well, Of course. But I think that it might be a mistake to put all our eggs in one basket.
What's he talking about?
I think she's breaking up with him.
Are you breaking up with me?
Oh, no. I'm just saying that I think we should have options. You know, see other people.
I'm in quarantine here. Who in the hell am I going to see? What's the matter with you? Haven't you ever heard of stand by your man?
Luther, that's just for women who don't have any money of their own. Hi, honey.
Hey, how you doing, sweetheart?
I'm okay. Are you okay?
Oh, yeah. Doing all right. Now, I've been through a lot with these guys before, but this is by far the stupidest thing.
I completely agree with you.
Yeah. I'll probably see you tomorrow night.
I'll be lonely tonight.
Well, not me. I got Larry, Moe, and Curly.
Rosemary?
Yes, Dobbin?
I just want to say, if something happens to me, you're a really good receptionist.
Well, thanks, Dauber.
Good night.
Good night.
What difference if I live or die? I got nobody.
Oh, boo-hoo for you. I had somebody, and the minute I get a little monkey virus, he wants to see other people. Yes.
I can't take it anymore. You guys are going to have to play a different game.
But we're right in the middle of this game.
They gave you a whole bunch of stupid games. Pick out another one. Same game.
No, it's not. This is trouble.
It's the exact same game.
No more games.
Just trying to pass the time.
Well, pass the time doing something else.
You want to get something to eat?
Sure.
Luther, what did you do?
What?
You ate all the food.
Didn't eat all the food. I just had the meat and the cheese.
That was for all of us.
No.
What are we supposed to do now?
Like we just call up and order some more.
We could. Oh, I'm sorry, okay? I'm nervous. When I get nervous, I eat. What the hell's keeping them so long anyway?
They have to run tests, Luther.
Ah, I know all about doctors and their tests. They're just trying to run up the bill.
They're not going to bill you for this.
Who'd they bill in the movie?
I don't remember a bill in the movie. Boy, I would have changed things a lot. You know, it's funny how one little thing can change a whole movie. Like in Forrest Gump, if his bus comes right away, there's no movie.
How you feel?
A little annoyed right now.
I mean, how you feel? How you feel?
Feel fine.
Okay.
No, thanks. So all of a sudden, I'm not feeling so pretty good.
Maybe it's that 10 pounds of lunch meat you stuffed in your face.
No, that's not that. I'm usually okay after that.
So what is it?
I don't know. You know, I feel like clammy. Clammy.
Clammy?
That's the way it started in the movie.
What happened after that?
Oh, well, let's see there. Clammy, then feverish, and then flu-like symptoms, then...
What?
Oh, boy.
What?
Your internal organs liquefy and you bleed from every orifice.
Oh, God! Stop it!
Oh, God!
It's just a movie! Nobody's liquefying! Nobody has the monkey virus! Everybody just relax! I don't want to hear any more about it!
Aiden.
What do you want, Howie?
What year were you born?
1946, what?
I just need it for something. What are your parents' names?
What are you doing?
I'm just writing.
Hayden Fox, cherished husband of Christine. Beloved father of Kelly. This is my obituary.
I'm writing yours and Luther's and Dauber's.
Why?
I'm the director of publicity.
What does mine say?
Luther Van Dam, defensive line coach of the Orlando Breakers, distinguished war veteran and noted animal lover, predeceased by his loyal dog Quincy 1 and survived by his loyal puppy Quincy 2.
It was a full life.
What you put down for me?
Michael Dubinsky, special teams coach for the Breakers, was also found dead.
Well, what's yours say, Howard?
Oh, mine is at home. Shirley and I update ours every few weeks.
So, Howard, would you do my will for me? Just in case?
Sure, Luke.
You know, I'd like to leave everything to a few charities, you know, to help out animals.
Haven't you already done enough to help out animals?
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, you just couldn't leave that monkey alone. You had to rescue him from some street performer.
What are you trying to say, Hayden?
Oh, I think you know what I'm saying.
You think this whole thing's my fault, don't you?
Well, let's see. You bought the monkey, you brought the monkey in here, you made me play with the monkey, your monkey bit me, and now we might all have a deadly monkey virus, but oh no, society's to blame.
Oh, come on, Hayden. You think that if I would have known that this was going to happen, I would have brought the monkey into work?
Well, something always happens with you. You never bother to think what happened because you only think about what you want. You see a monkey, you want a monkey, you buy a monkey. You never think how hard it is to take care of a monkey. You don't think that other people may not want a monkey around. You don't think that a monkey could wipe out the entire population of the Earth.
Come on, guys.
Oh, here we go again. Another big lecture from my daddy telling me how to live my life. Because once again, I haven't met his standards.
This isn't about meeting my standards. It's about you killing us.
Oh, kill it.
Boys, please.
This is all about you.
Oh, now you're way out of line.
Well,
here,
just
pal.
Open up a newspaper. Hayden Fox. Turn on TV. Hayden Fox, look at this office here. Hayden Fox.
It's my office.
Everything's mine.
That's it. You're fired.
Oh, I'm fired.
Oh, yeah, you're fired.
I don't work here anymore.
No, you don't.
Oh, good, because you're not supposed to hit your boy.
Oh, come on.
What the hell is that with you guys?
Hey, stop.
What the hell's wrong with you guys? It's bad enough we're in this situation, but we're here and there's nothing we can do about it. I'm a lot younger than any of you guys. I got a lot more of my life left, but you don't hear me blaming somebody for what happened. That's because I know that almost everything good that happened in my life happened because of you guys. Could be a football coach, a part of a national championship team, made it to the pros. None of that would have happened without you. And you know, it never would have happened for either one of you guys without the other one. So just in case these are our last few hours, why don't we spend them thinking about that?
Yeah.
I guess we can't be that bad if he turned out so good.
I'm sorry, Luth.
No, me too, pal.
Sorry I just got carried away. This whole monkey virus and everything. What are you watching, Doc?
It's a tape of the Pioneer Bowl when we won the national championship.
You know, we never would have won that game without Luther.
They were telegraphing the place. I had to let Hayden know about it.
How many times you get knocked down trying to get to me?
Three.
And then after we won, the fans tore down the goalposts and fell on
them. That's the best day of my whole life.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Hey, you're not wearing any protective gear. You left the door open.
Okay,
Do we have the virus? Do we have the monkey virus?
I don't think he'd be wearing his golf shirt if we did, Luth.
You're all fine. Oh! Look, I'm very sorry that you had to be cooped up here, but I'm sure you understand that in cases like this, you just can't be too careful.
Ah, thanks a lot.
We appreciate
thanks
it.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Doc.
No, you can all go home now. You don't have to stay around any longer. Have a nice day.
Watch this hit here. Coming up. It's the biggest hit of the game.
There's a lot more days like that.
Are fired.
Oh, I am fired.
Oh, yeah, you are. What kind of...